Parshas Truma, Perikov Hey, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk tells us, Avni Shoam, Avni Miluim, La'efod V'Lachoshen, and the Shoam stones, and the stones for the settings, for the ephods and the Choshen. What's interesting, these stones were quite precious. They cost a lot of money, and yet the stones are called the Avni Miluim, which literally means the stones that were fillers. Can't we come up with better names for stones that are putting into a place? A diamond goes onto a ring. You don't call it a filler. Why are we calling these stones filler stones? Shmuel Birnbaum said the following. He says, whatever intrinsic value and beauty these stones had is secondary to the value of the fact that they filled the hole of another. There was a gap waiting to be filled, and these stones moved in to fill the void. There's no greater compliment according to the standards of Torah. Whatever I have accomplished in life, the role I play in lives is really what gives me identity. We face opportunities on a daily basis to help other people. That is really what we're in this world for, to go out and help another Jew, to fulfill whatever needs they have. Have an amazing, uplifting Shabbos.